With less than a year to go before the end of the transitional government, parties to the 2018 peace deal have yet to fully implement a key provision, security arrangements. The parties disagree over how to share the command structure of leadership positions of the unified forces before the troops graduate from training camps. While SPLM in government wants the graduation to take place, the SPLAIO wants the parties to first agree on the command structure of the forces. The parties finished screening the unified forces earlier this year, but two activities remain unimplemented, graduating and redeploying the unified forces. Major General Lul Rai Kwong, the spokesperson of the South Sudan People's Defense Force, or SSPDF, says a lack of resources and a disagreement over how the forces can be led has delayed their graduation.
Opposition, that's the partners, the agreement, that's the SPLAIO and SWA, are advocating for unification of command before the graduation of the necessary unified force. The second issue is that the head of NPTC is still mobilizing for resources needed to facilitate the graduation of the necessary unified force. So these are two things that are being worked out, after which the process will be effected.
Efforts to reach Brigadier Ibrahim Semir David, spokesperson of the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, for comment were unsuccessful. SPLAIO spokesperson Colonel Lampol Gabriel says disagreements over the command structure of the unified forces continues to cause delays in graduating the forces.
The screen is completed, but the challenge is here. We cannot graduate this force without unifying the command. So we need to unify the command. And before unifying the command, there is the ratio that needs to be agreed for the position sharing in the high command.
Last week, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, president of Sudan's Sovereign Council, paid an expected visit to Juba and offered a proposal on how to share the command ratio of the unified security forces. Colonel Gabriel says details over that proposal have not been made public.
We still don't know what that proposal says or the details of that proposal. But I believe when that agreement is reached and the high command is formed or restructured, then graduation will happen. Because when these forces are graduated, they're already unified. As we said, it's screened, reorganized, and unified. Now, you cannot graduate a unified force and hand them over to a party command. That will not work.
Gabriel says while the SPLAIO wants a 50-50 ratio for sharing command of the unified forces, the SPLM in government wants a 60-40 ratio. He says the principal signatories to the peace deal, President Kiir, First Vice President Riek Machar, and Vice President Hassan Abdelbaki Akol, have yet to reach agreement on the leadership and command structure of the unified forces. According to the agreed-to timeline for implementing security arrangements, the parties should have already completed building a professional army and a police and a national security service, among and other forces. Security forces should have also been deployed under arrangements of the Strategic Defense and Security Review Board. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.